Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. Good evening and welcome aboard another week and another Sports Overnight America. Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine, our cast of characters today, including Dominic Jimenez along the way, as we will talk the world of sports for the next hour. We'll alternate overnight, too, with the Riches. All right, Jeff and Jen Rich will join us throughout the night in the early morning hours. West Coast, San Diego, you know, up and down the West Coast, if you will, Seattle, Sacramento, all those spots in between is the way we go. Down to L.A., and away we go. Yes, so where do we start? I think it's NFL in this first segment, myself and Tyler. Zaid Hussain will join us as well. I think you have to start with, you know, Detroit Thursday night over Green Bay. You got to start with Kansas City. You know, the Chargers want to sell us on the idea that they're a legitimate, you know, powerhouse in the AFC. Yes, they were dinged up. Yes, they were banged up. But you know what? I mean, you had golden opportunities in that Sunday night game. So we'll get into that. We'll get Tyler's opinion as well. Where else do you want to go? I mean, you know, the Jets and the Giants. I mean, you know, we have a pretty decent following in the, you know, the metropolitan New York tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. Their professional football is just absolutely abysmal. You know, and is Bill Belichick just kicking the tires in Chapel Hill with North Carolina? I mean, what is that all about? That came out of the clouds here a little bit over the weekend, and I don't know if I can buy it one iota. I mean, part of me says, you know what, maybe that's what he wants to do, but, you know, you're just what? 11, 12, 15 wins, whatever it is, shy of Don Shula's record. You're going to go, you know, you're going to get involved with name, image, likeness in the portal. I just can't get my head around that. We'll get Tyler's opinion on that. Zaid Hussain will join us as well. We'll go through the college playoff system. All I know is, boy, oh boy, anything in this country that is new for the first time, people will spend, and they will spend two-fisted. Notre Dame, you ready for this? And I'm just saying out loud. Section 28 is midfield at Notre Dame Stadium. $5-6 grand in the door. I mean, you know, you look at Vivid Seats, you look at SeatGeek. Yeah, they're putting it up there at $3,500 to $4,000. Then the fees and all the other thing. And then, oh, by the way, if you go through Notre Dame and the NCAA, Notre Dame says, well, how about you buy season tickets for 2025? I mean, it's crazy. Coming back, we'll get into it. Full show, full hour. We're looking forward to it with Tyler and company. Don't go away.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best?
What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. It's the holiday season, and Mexico's number one beer is here, Corona Extra Beer. Enjoy it responsibly during the holiday season. And enjoy our road shows on Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. We'll have reporters fanned out across the country at all the major bowl games. The first ever college football championship on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight America. Presented by Corona Beer. Mexico's number one beer is here. Distributed by Crown Distributors, Chicago, Illinois.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
All right, Sports Overnight America, yeah, own a Corona during the college football playoff. Join us on road shows. We look forward to a Corona beer, Corona Extra right here. Let's get Tyler Levine in here. You know, I wanted to start with Kansas City and the L.A. Chargers. You know what I'm starting with? I'm starting with the Bills and Rams. You know, we said it last week. Don't look now. Matt Stafford is a, 15-year pro and throwing a ball all around. I mean, that looked like, I don't know, arena football, something crazy. Rams and Bills, three touchdowns through the air, three with his legs, Josh Allen putting up numbers, but it's a loss nonetheless. Let me hear there, Tyler.
I mean, we were both all over. We got to give ourselves a little credit, Marty, because we both said
the Rams.
We love the Rams. The Rams spread. You like the money line. I like the spread. And we both. You said they could both put up 50, and they came, damn close to doing so. Although this is a loss for the Bills, I think that you can actually take positives away from this. And where I'm going with this is, it will take to beat them a perfect game. You can't slip up. You got to have a blocked punt. There's got to be some stuff that shakes up and happens. Something not normal has to go down. An unbelievable game, crazy catches, because this guy Josh Allen is unbelievable. I mean, if you had him in fantasy this week, congratulations. He put up 50 points. Three crazy rushing touchdowns, three through the air. It's just unbelievable. Yep. And I don't know what it is with the Los Angeles Rams. Every season it seems like they suck, they have their bye week, and they're unbelievable. So they're trending upwards. I think that they're definitely not a team that you want to face in the playoffs. Do I think they're one of the best teams in the league? Absolutely not. But on their day, like we saw yesterday, they could beat anybody.
You know, Tyler, it's funny you say that because I'm ready to anoint, it's the Detroit Lion Invitational on the NFC side. I mean, seriously, other than Detroit and Philadelphia, you can't give me an NFC team that can be taken serious. And it's no different over on the AFC. Maybe you can add in Baltimore, but to me, it's Kansas City, Buffalo, and maybe Baltimore. We got five teams vying for New Orleans in the Super Bowl. I mean, the NFL prides itself on parity. I don't see it. I really and truly don't. Either talk me off the ledge. I got to hear your take because I've been poring over this. And I'm telling you, I can't see it. To me, there's no parity. It is so top heavy with two in the NFC and three in the AFC. And it might even be a stretch because I don't trust Baltimore. I just don't. They choke every year in the playoffs. So you tell me, how do you see it?
Well, I don't trust any of these teams, quite frankly. I think that obviously, you know, Kansas City and Detroit are both 12-1, but that, you know, that doesn't mean that they've necessarily done it, you know, super convincingly in any game. And I think that what we're going to see come playoff time is one of these big dogs go down to a team like the Rams. I think, as I'm thinking about it, it's just, you know, Buffalo is beatable. They have three losses. Kansas City is definitely beatable. I don't know what type of witchcraft voodoo magic they've conducted in the offseason, but it's, you know, in a year where they do not look themselves, they're 12-1. So, you know, at some point you can't just attribute it to luck. And, you know, it's just how they are. They win these type of games. The Ravens, I'm not sold on at all. I look at the Ravens and the Chargers in a very similar light. When they're on, they're very tough to stop. The difference between the two is the Chargers, I think, have a much better defense. Uh-huh. The Texans, they're 8-5. I don't see them as being someone that's super threatening. I think both the Steelers and the Vikings are fraudulent. Yes, the Vikings are 11-2. Are they playing amazing football? Absolutely. But ultimately, when push comes to shove, I'm never going to trust them in a big game against a Lions or a Chiefs or a Bills. Like, I think if the Bills and the Vikings were happened to be in the same conference and they match up in the playoffs, I don't even think it's close. I think the Bills win that 8 times out of 10. But that's kind of where I sit with everybody here. I don't see a team, for me at all, in either conference, that is a sure shot. You can book their ticket to the Super Bowl now. Are there teams that I think are close? Yes, I definitely think the Lions, the Eagles, and the Bills and the Chiefs are, you know, above the rest, but not head and shoulders above. They're all capable of being beaten on any given day if things don't go right, because they've all shown signs of weakness and where and areas that they can be exploited individually.
I agree, Tyler, but my point is, and you identified the top crust, the upper crust. When you go down a level in the AFC, does it start with Pittsburgh? I mean, yeah, you can beat up on the Browns. They just lost to the Browns in Cleveland. I'll grant you that. I don't know about Pittsburgh. I mean, part of me wants to think maybe Russell Wilson finds a new lease on his life and makes a run. And I'm not saying that there's not a team in either conference that can't get hot at the right time. We all know it's about peaking at the right time. And you know what you need to be? You need to be good, you need to be healthy, and you need to be lucky. I've always said that about the NFL, and it's true. And you talk to veteran coaches, they all say the same thing. You need a little bit of luck. But in the AFC, you know, I can't go there with the Chargers. I don't see anything else other than perhaps the Steelers. We already mentioned Baltimore. We know their foibles. So if there's an outlier in the AFC, and I don't believe in the Texans, oh, by the way, and they were the chic team this year in the offseason based on what happened last year and how Stroud performed last year. So you tell me, is Pittsburgh that outlier that could make a run?
I think the Broncos are the outlier that can make a run.
Wow.
Yeah, I do. I think that they have a solid offense. I think Bo Nix has really proven himself and is settled in. Do I think that they're a finished product? Absolutely not. But again, like when push comes to shove, what wins games in the playoffs? It's your defense. And the Broncos have a very good defense. I know Jameis tore him up a couple weeks ago. I think it was on the Monday night game.
Right.
But bar that game, they've played incredible defense all year. They have great defensive back. I mean, keep in mind, one of their best cornerbacks was injured in that game, and they went at the replacement the entire game. So outside of that, like, yeah, they gave up 32 to the Browns, but, you know, 19 to the Raiders, 6 to the Falcons, 16 to the Chiefs. They got smoked by the Ravens, obviously, on the road, which is, you know, a difficult spot for a rookie to go into. But, I mean, they've played good ball all year. They're 8-5. I don't think anyone expected that. And, you know, shifting to the NFC, I don't see why a team like the Rams or the Bucks can't beat any of these guys. Like, we've seen the Bucks beat the Lions. That's who the Lions lost to. And when playoff time comes around, you never know. And you said it best. You need to be healthy and a little bit lucky. And, you know, a lot of these teams are a serious injury away from not having a chance at all. And that's a dangerous area to play in come playoff time.
We don't have a lot of time. The other team that I really wanted to throw into the mix, but I can't and I want to, is the Commanders. How do you see them real quick? We're up against a break, and we got a little bit of time because it's floating break. But the fact of the matter is, part of me wants to believe, but I don't know what's holding me back. I just don't. Talk me off the ledge either way.
I just think they're too young. I think that they have had an incredible season in terms of expectations were coming into the season. But, like, when you look at who they've beat, like, they haven't really beat anybody significant. They beat the Giants, the Bengals, the Cardinals, the Browns, the Panthers, the Bears, the Giants again, a terrible Titans team. And they lost to the Steelers and the Eagles, and they lost to, a bad Cowboys team. So do I think ultimately if they get into the playoffs, can they win a game? Maybe. Am I someone that's like, oh, you know, they're dangerous, you got to watch out for them? No. I think if they squared up with Detroit, I think Detroit absolutely rolls them because their defense isn't good enough, regardless of how well they played in the beginning of the season. It's just I think we're going to see it in 2 weeks when they play the Eagles. They're at home. I think that's going to be really telling in terms of, where are they at as a team right now, coming around to playoff season.
Yeah, just got back from Dallas, and I'll tell you this. I think the Cowboys are live tonight. I mean, Cincinnati, Burrow can put up Joe Burrow can put up incredible numbers. Chase can, can catch and run for 200 plus. They find a way to lose. They do.
Defense is terrible.
They can't stop anybody. Yeah.
The situation with the Bengals is incredibly unfortunate because I'm a huge, huge, huge Joe Burrow fan. I love Ja'Marr Chase as well. I think he's incredibly talented and a top two, top three receiver in the league, no doubt. When you look at their number, anyone who is near a computer, pop up and look at the numbers that the Bengals are putting up offensively, and then look at their record and ask yourself, how in God's name is this even possible? It's just insane.
It is. All right, Corona Beer sponsors it. Corona Extra, as we get ready for the postseason college football playoff, Zayd Hussain's going to join us from Chicago. He's still licking his wounds. I mean, the Bears are just, I don't even know. I don't even know how to describe it. But we'll get into that with Zayd Hussain. We'll look at the 12-team playoff. He'll weigh in on that. How about Juan Soto? Wow. He goes from the Bronx to Flushing, Queens. And it looks like Francisco Lindor was the one that closed that deal. 15 freaking years at $765 with million. I mean, over $750 million. Wow. We'll come back. Don't go away here. It's in America, presented by Corona. We're coming right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
All right, talking the world of sports here on a Monday into a Tuesday, presented by Corona and Corona Extra. Our road show's coming up. We're going to fan people all over the country, for crying out loud. I mean, we're going to have Giovanna Scroggins at Penn State. I'm going to draw the short straw and head to South Bend for Indiana, the Hoosiers, and the Fighting Irish. But, yeah, we'll have Texas and Clemson locked and loaded. Looking forward to the college playoff. Let's get him in here, Mr. Tyler. Let's get Zaid Hussein, our pal, in here. Zaid, how are you?
Doing great, Marty. Cannot complain. Really, really interesting time to dive into the college football playoff bracket, as well as the NFL with my pathetic Chicago Bears. So I look forward to talking to you guys in the next segment.
Yeah. Can we get the Bears out of the way quick? I mean, let's not spend a ton of time on it. You know what I want to know? I just want to scrub the whole season. Where are they going to turn for a head coach? They have swung and missed. I mean, they really have. John Fox, Nagy, Everflub. I mean, it's just been one bad hire after another. Did I miss anybody? Where are they turning for a head coach?
Yeah, you know, it's miss after miss after miss. I mean, I wish we kept Lovie Smith back in the day. We fired a guy that went 10-6 on the season, and we really haven't had a decent head coach since. And Lovie Smith was a guy I liked in the past. So, I mean, I don't understand. I never seen a head coach get fired after going 10-6 like that. But that's, you know, a blast from the past. Now, moving forward, I think you got to go all out and try to get a guy like Bill Belichick if he wants to coach. I think that's the guy for the job. And I was hearing rumblings that Harbaugh actually wanted to come to Chicago in the offseason. You know, I read a couple articles on that, and you know, talk about dropping the ball. We could have had Harbaugh as the head coach of the Chicago Bears, and now we're stuck basically with our heads chopped off looking for a replacement right now.
That would have been a great hire. I don't know if that – I just don't think Belichick's the right fit. That being said, he'll probably end up with the job. Tyler, how do you see that? And fire away with Zaid. Let's do one more on the Bears here. How do you see it, Tyler, and get Zaid involved here? Because this is – they got to get one right. I mean, this franchise cannot get it right with quarterbacks or head coaches. You tell me. Go ahead.
I mean, I think they finally put the quarterback thing to rest, because I do think Caleb Williams is going to be their quarterback for a very long time. But they dropped the ball in the offseason.
I mean, Eberflus was never, ever, ever a sure shot. There were questions at the end of last season. Why he was allowed to return makes absolutely no sense to me when you look at who was available on the market. And you had a guy in Harbaugh where, of course, you would have wanted to come here. Who wouldn't? It's coaching the Chicago Bears. It doesn't matter how bad they are. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, played for the franchise and would have loved to come and coach the team that he once played for. And, you know, with all the picks that they had and the moves that they were making, mm-hmm. I mean, the writing was on the wall, and the Bears decided to close their eyes. So where do you go from here? I don't know. Because I still do think, no matter what, that it's one of the most attractive head coaching jobs that will be out there come the end of the season, no doubt. It's, you know, a team that unifies the city like no one else. They have a ton of young talent, you know, a lot of upcoming picks and prospects. So, you know, it's an interesting situation, and I'm going to give myself some credit. After that Jaguars game, I said they might not win a game for a very long time here. I've said it on air, and they haven't won one since then, and it does not get easier. You got the Vikings up next on the road, Detroit at home. Those are both looking like, I mean, can they win those games? Yes. I mean, both those games they played, you know, the last 3 weeks, they lost by a combined 6 points in those two fixtures. However, they just got absolutely dusted by a not-so-good Niners team, 38-13. I think they I was texting in our group chat. I believe they had 4 yards at halftime of total offense.
Terrible.
They were the last leg of my parlay, by the way, so I was very upset with that display of play that we saw. But, you know, it's an ugly situation. The season's a wash. You know, where do you go from here? At least Caleb Williams will get some more experience. But this schedule's tough. I'm gonna give, you know, a little bit of, you know, of credit. Not necessarily credit, but leeway, I guess. You know, other than that Patriots game recently, you know, they're finishing the season with the Packers, the Vikings twice, the Lions twice, the Niners, you know, away. Regardless of their team, it's a tough place to play.
Tyler. They play in the best division in the league, but
yeah,
they're playing the AFC East. They can't take care of their Patriots, Dolphins.
Yeah,
I
know.
I'm trying to give some silver lining.
I just, you know, I'm trying to be a positive light here for the Chicago listeners out there to give them at least something to smile about, because there hasn't been something to smile about for, I don't know, what, 20 years now? Maybe even longer than that?
Yeah. Well, I want to commission.
I think you're giving the Bears a little too much credit. I think we had 2 yards at halftime. But regardless, I mean...
Good job, Zane. Go ahead.
This is a team that you just... I mean, you got to just... I don't know. How do you muster up, like, 4 yards in one whole half? Like, I just still... Like, I sat there Sunday just thinking about it. And I can't believe it. I really can't believe it. Like, 4 yards. Like, this is an embarrassment. You're a national football team, and you can't produce... You can't even get a first down. I mean, this is unbelievable. It really is unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, you could. I mean, I've fallen out of bed and gained 5 yards. I mean, seriously. Hey, you know what, guys? This may sound crazy, but I think it would be a ballsy move. He's had his transgressions far enough in the rearview mirror. He told the truth about Goodell, so it'd probably be sticky, but the McCaskey-Hallis family is so... They're so weird. They are the weirdest. They just are. They're just a weird, weird family. I would hire John Gruden. I swear to God, I would hire John Gruden. The guy can flat out coach. He's won everywhere he's been. Yeah, he's got baggage. Okay, but big deal. Harbaugh had, man. I would hire Gruden. Can they go out, Zade, and get a coach? Can they get somebody with a little bit of moxie that's going to go in there, clean house, and just say, let's go. You've got a franchise quarterback there. Tell me.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, this team makes my blood boil, guys. I mean, every time I think about this team, you can't right or wrong here. It really is unbelievable. And at this point, I think we just have to focus on getting the correct head coach and moving forward in the offseason, and that's it. And whether it's Belichick or, you know, talks of Ben Johnson, I think this is a team that, you know, we have to settle on and make a correct decision for a head coach.
I think they can hire a first-time head coach again, Zade. I don't. Like, I think Ben Johnson's a great prospect. I think that the Bears need to go and get someone that is established, because you can't risk. I mean, like, how many more times can they roll the dice on guys? How many? Because it's getting insane at this point. You have to go and get a vet. You have to get someone that has been there before, that has coached before. Belichick, Vrabel, Gruden, someone in that list of names. I mean, you can't. And I don't think Ben Johnson's going to leave to go to the Bears. I don't. Like, I think he'd be more inclined to stay as an offensive coordinator in Detroit.
I think Vrabel's a very interesting hire, to be honest with you. I think he's a guy that, you know, even if you get a guy like Robert Saleh, I mean, look at the Jets. Even, like, obviously, you know, they played the blame game on him for everything that went wrong. But look at him after he left. The Jets have been even worse of a disaster. And this is a guy that, you know, led the 49ers defense. He's one of the best, in my opinion, defensive minds in the league coaching-wise. I think that's an interesting hire as well to look at. So I think we have a lot of options. I think of Vrabel, Saleh, you know, team up together, get them, let Saleh run the defense and see how it goes. But overall, this is a team I think Ryan Pace cannot afford to miss here. Because if he misses again, I think you get rid of him. Yeah, I really do. I think you get rid of him.
Isn't that crazy, though? Because when he made that trade with Carolina, he was being touted as this genius, it's the best trade ever, yada, yada. And how quick did that script flip, huh?
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. Hey, Zade, let's get your opinion on the 12-team playoff. What's the first thing you thought about, or second thing, or third thing you thought about when the draw came out yesterday afternoon? Let me hear.
You know, it's hard to ignore Alabama being out of this playoff. I think Alabama is one of the best 12 teams in the nation. I think there needs to be a better job. Obviously, you know, it comes down to like last year with Florida State. It's hard to snub those types of teams that are, you know, winning. But if you break it down, I mean, guys, you're telling me right now Alabama is not a top 12 team in college football today. I would argue they'd be favorites against half the teams in the playoff. I truly believe that. And I think Alabama was a team where if they got in, they could have made a run and beat anybody in the nation. But, you know, it's sad to see that. I know, obviously, they always get the preferential treatment. And you know, this is a time where I think things need to be fixed. I think you have to have a better way of doing the power rankings. I think if Alabama played Indiana, they'd beat them by 20-plus points. I truly believe that.
But Zay, that's not the idea. Listen, they lost to Vanderbilt, and they also scored 3 points against Oklahoma. I don't want to hear – and they have 3 losses. I don't want to hear it. Not necessarily from you. I'm not chiding you. I don't want to hear it from Crimson Tide. You know what? Don't lose to Vandy. Beat Oklahoma. You scored 3 freaking points. I'm sorry. I mean, the numbers are what they are. It's not what you're forecasted to do. It's what you have done. Tyler, do you see Alabama getting slighted?
Do I think Alabama is one of the 12 best teams in the country and would be favored against a lot of these teams? Yes, but when push comes to shove, you have to earn it. And when you give up, 40 points to Vanderbilt and 24 to Oklahoma, while only scoring 3, they didn't earn it. And they dropped the ball, and it's their fault they're not in it. No one else's.
Zaid, I want to get you back later on in the week, man. We got a lot to get to, and we're going to get you to a game. I think you might want to get yourself ready for Columbus, Ohio. I'm telling you, folks, this tournament, it is a tournament. It is awesome. I am so glad Division I's doing this instead of this 2 or 4. They've got it to 12. I hope it's 16 coming down the pike. Zaid, great job out of you, pal. We appreciate it.
Thanks. Look forward to talking about this playoff more. See you guys later on in the week.
You got it. Thank you. Zaid Hussein, he's one of our best. We love having him. He's going to fan out along with Giovanna Scroggins, Nick Douglas, and yours truly, and Tyler Levine. Tyler is going to be pitching his tent in Miami for the national semis. We're coming back here on Sports Overnight. Don't go away. Fascinated. If I say let's take a trip, don't need to pack to Vegas. Yeah, I know you working hard and trying to stack them weights.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Ever find holiday shopping overwhelming? We've got to figure out what they want and then find it all too. Enter Kohl's. They have the best gifts all in one spot. The toys your kids have been asking for, the silk PJs she's been eyeing, and the stylish sweater he'll love. And you can get 20% off some of your gifts during their customer appreciation event. Yep, holiday shopping at Kohl's is the move. Select styles. Offers end December 15th. Some exclusions apply. Coupons do not apply to toys. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle
allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Hi, we are talking the world of sports here on Sports Overnight America. Across the way, great radio stations like WGCH Greenwich, Connecticut, Youngstown, Ohio. Want to welcome K-Shop in Las Vegas, Cable Radio Network, Southern California, Los Angeles, and, of course, the San Diego market, some 8 million homes in Southern California. Welcome aboard. Upper Midwest as well, Seattle. Of course, our home base, San Francisco, and we do well in Minneapolis, St. Paul, where the Vikings were just bushwhacked Kirk Cousins on his welcome home, so to speak. Here's where I want to go next, Tyler. We gotta throw a log on the baseball hot stove. I mean, when you texted me last night, I was in flight from Dallas to the Northeast, and I just sat there and went, oh, my God. I had a feeling he was going to go to the Mets, and I said it on this show. And I've got sound bites to prove it, but that's not what it's about. It's just the 15 years and the $750 million. I mean, here's my question. Forget Soto. Who do you think is going to be the first $1 billion player? Cause it's coming. It's coming.
I mean, here's where I stand with this. First of all, you know, at face value, it's 765. When you read into the fine print, in 5 years, he has an option to extend for an additional $4 million a year, which will raise it from $51 million to $55 million a year. The contract is essentially an $800 million contract. So it's, you know, pretty close to that $1 billion mark. Would I have been happy if the Yankees signed him? Yes. Am I upset that we didn't? No. I will give myself credit. For everyone who was all over Twitter saying he's going to the Red Sox, look at yourselves now. Because he was never going to the Red Sox. He was always, and Brock Hines said it best, he was always staying in New York, whether it was the Yankees or the Mets. Yep. I was hoping and thought it would be the Yankees. Ultimately, when push comes to shove, you know, we were off and we didn't counter. We, you know, we gave 760 over 16. He took 765 over 15 with that option. But what's going to happen is this. He's going to play there for 4 or 5 years, and he's going to hit free agency again. Because it's, you know, that's what he's going to do, unless they win multiple World Series, which I'm still not sold on them doing that. They could sign every single big bat that they want until they fix that rotation and that bullpen. They are not winning jack. So there's still a lot of work to be done for the Mets. As Mets fans, congrats. You got your guy. You're paying him a boatload of cash, but you are not there yet. I still take the Dodgers in that series 10 times out of 10. If I'm putting money on it, I'm rolling with L.A. They're continuing to improve their roster as well. In regards to the first $1 billion player, it's tough. I think that this number for Juan Soto is ridiculous. The guy he's a terrible fielder. I mean, sure, he has a decent arm, but you're paying $765 million for a bat. Like, that's what you're paying for. Otani got $700, which 95% of it is deferred money anyways. The guy can pitch. He can play outfield. He has an unbelievable glove. He has a great arm. He can steal bases. He hits. He does everything. That contract makes sense to me. I was posed the question today, what would Barry Bonds have gotten in his day?
Bar
the steroids acquisition.
Oh, my Lord.
Like, what would he have gotten? You know, that would have been, in today's day and age, he would have been the first $1 billion player. Who's up next? I don't know. You know, I really don't. It might be Soto in 5 years when he hits free agency again.
I think Ohtani will beat it to him, and here's my point. Guggenheim, the group that owns the Dodgers, including Magic and Company, they were waiting for someone, and it was going to be Steve Cohen, not Hal Steinbrenner. They needed somebody to pierce the bubble over exorbitant salaries. Now that bubble's been pierced, the Dodgers now have free reign. Ohtani will be our first $1 billion player. You mark my words, and you captured the essence of it. He could pitch. The arm's better now. He sat out a year away from pitching. He DH'd for the most part, and there you go. So there's your first $1 billion player, or it's some 16-year-old kid in Japan we don't know about. Ohtani, you know, the second rendition, second, you know, the second coming of Ohtani is the first billion-dollar player. Here's what I want to say, though. The Mets aren't winning. I mean, I like the Mets. You know that. And I had some fun there this year. I like Flushing, Queens. I think Cohn's a great owner. I like what he's doing. You know, he wants to build an entertainment center over there in Flushing, Queens. You got the National Tennis Center over there with the U.S. Open. He wants to bring, you know, hotel, casino, whatever. I mean, we're in that era. But here's what I want to say. They've got a big block, and that's the Dodgers. The Mets are not going to match up with the Dodgers. It's just not happening. And,
their
oh, by the way.
It's terrible.
Well, in their division, I'm telling you, the Phillies haven't started yet. And once they start in free agency, look out.
Well, that's the thing. This is now out of the way. This is what everyone was waiting for. Because, right. You know, now, there were a hand, right. Everyone was interested in, you know, and wanting to and was willing to write a $700-plus million check. Yeah. Now that they understand that that's out of the picture, let's see what free agency started this morning.
I agree.
When it started. And now 100%. We're going to see where all these other teams are going to improve. And the thing with the Dodgers, let's not forget, a couple weeks ago, they got Blake Snell. You know, they have a rotation. They have elite closers. They have the bats. The Mets have one aspect of this. And everyone's talking about this whole Lindor-Soto tandem. Lindor's 31 years old. He's on the back nine of his career. If the Mets don't win now, they are screwed. Because now they're stuck with 50. I mean, they signed Juan Soto until he's 40 years old. You're going to pay 40-year-old Juan Soto $50 million? Come on now. I mean, it's just... And that's why I'm happy, ultimately. Again, I don't want to sound like, I didn't want to sign Soto. I did. I'm a Yankees fan. I would have loved to sign him if we wrote the check. I would be happy that we had him. No matter what, he's not worth that money. It's when you are only a bat, it is too much. 700 mil for Ohtani, different story. Trout, different story. They can field. They can throw. Steal bases, hit the whole. It's a whole package there. Even take out Ohtani's pitching. He's still an elite outfielder with a great arm. He's fast. He steals bases. It's a completely different story here for me. So I think they overpaid. Did they need to overpay? Yes, they need to. The Mets are trying to break this, you know, aura and precedent that they have about them, which is they can never get it done. And they've been trying since 86. So this is the first step of that. Let's see if it pans out. I still think Cohen's got to have that checkbook open for some pitchers if they are even going to stand a chance at winning World Series.
I agree. And here's the problem. Between now and 2030, when a lot of these contracts will vest, I'm telling you right now, the Mets, forget about winning the World Series. They got to get to the World Series. And that's my point. They got to get through Philly. They got to get through the Dodgers. Who knows? The Padres. I mean, the Braves. Seriously, we go on and I almost said the Astros. You're in the American League. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, there's no guarantee the Mets are going to the World Series. I like this move. I do. I mean, nothing against your Yankees, but, man, they got so much star quality there. I like it. It's going to set up an unbelievable discourse and a really great vibe in New York in terms of baseball now that Soto's crossed enemy lines. The back pages of the Daily News and the Post are going to be absolutely must-read and must-watch material. That being said, I would tell you right now, between 2025 and 2030, when these contracts vest, I'll be surprised if the Mets even get to the World Series. How about that?
I'd be surprised as well. I have two buddies who are Mets fans. They're all, you know, uppity in the chat. I'm like, guys, I mean, you haven't done it since 86. You know, the Yankees aren't on a great run. The Red Sox have had a couple down years as well. But, you know, we've shown that we can get it done. And now both teams who are willing to spend that much money on one guy, you think they're not going to go out and improve their rosters? You think the Dodgers aren't improving their roster this offseason, the Phillies, the Braves? You have to get past them again, you know, let alone it's come postseason time. I just said it 10 minutes ago. You can have every single bat in the league. If you don't have pitching, you cannot win. That is what it's about. Pitching and bullpen, that's what wins you World Series.
You know what's funny you say that? I thought of this because the Mets also signed another Yankee, Clay Holmes. And if Clay Holmes can reclaim his stellar self when he was top of his game with the Yankees, he might be the guy. If they win a World Series, it could be him with like a 4 or 5 out close that would get the Mets over the top. And you'd say, wow, you spent a lot of money for a Soto. But it was Clay Holmes who came in, had a rebirth in Flushing, Queens, and threw the lights out, you know.
But that's what I'm talking about. Let's look back at this last World Series. You know, who won them? Who's everyone saying won them the World Series? It was Walker Buehler. You know,
He threw lights out. He closed the game out.
No one's talking about Ohtani. No one's talking about Teoscar Hernandez. No, like those names aren't mentioned in that conversation. Why? Because at the end of the season, the bats don't matter. It's not allowing the other team to score and playing defense. And you know, Juan Soto is a terrible fielder, which, you know, it is what it is, and he doesn't pitch. So is he going to be the deciding factor in maybe if he comes up to the plate at the right time and delivers in that one particular moment, but going through the postseason and winning series after series after series and getting that trophy is going to come down to their starting pitching and their bullpen, and that is where they need to improve. And if they go out and prove, and if Cohen signs a couple pitchers for them and gets more solidified closers, I'll say the Mets can win a World Series. But right now, I don't think they can with the current roster they have.
That's amazing. 8-9 years ago, Juan Soto, I mean, literally, I'm not saying impoverished because he came from a good family. Can you imagine?
He turned down $440 million 15 years, a couple years ago with the Nats and hit free agency, and look at what he just got today.
He got $750 million. You know, we all got – do you remember when A-Rod signed for 10 years at $250 million? We're like, wow, can you believe they're paying him $25 million? You know what that looks like right now? That looks like a per diem. I'm serious.
Baseball money is different, Marty. It really is, and it's crazy because you would think that these other sports, because the general connotation around the MLB in today's day and age is that, you know, it's a dying breed, it's boring. They're trying to revive it, make all these changes.
I agree.
Here they are. Yeah. I mean, they write the biggest contracts, and there has to be a reason.
Wow, the TV money's crazy. And can you imagine what Scott Boras is worth? Just think about his litany of clients.
It's crazy.
I mean, and you just know, when you're a Boras guy, you know, I don't know any other super agent, or any agent for that matter, that has, A, the stable of clientele, B, the money he commands, and he just draws it out of these owners. He's fearless. I don't get it. I mean, no, I do get it. If I'm a player, I want to be a Boras guy. Don't you?
I mean, yeah, of course. I mean, look what he's doing for these guys. He's making their kids rich.
Oh my Lord. It's just absolutely stunning to see how this is all coming together. What's the next big free agency chip to fall in your opinion? Is it Boston, who's got to do something? Boston's got to do Corbin Burns. They got to do Max Fried. They have to bring in a frontline starter. They
Fried is apparently either going to the Yankees or the Red Sox. So let's see there. That for me, again, the biggest moves that I'm most interested in the offseason is not pitching. The hitters. It's not the position players.
I agree.
It's the pitching. That's it. I mean, that's what matters when push comes to shove. It's not what people get most excited about. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, like in terms of winning championships, what matters in the offseason is how are you improving your bullpen and how are you improving your starting line, your starting pitching. That's it. That's what ultimately will move the needle in terms of who's getting closer or further away from winning a World Series.
I don't disagree with that at all. If I had my druthers, I hope they get Fried over Burns. Corbin Burns scares me. He's talented. I don't know. I don't know that he's got the staying power. I don't have the age or stats in front of me, but Max Fried is just an absolute, to me, a blue chipper. But you know what? I think the Red Sox are playing a great PR game. I can't take them serious until they bring one of these guys into their stable. They talk a good game right now. Sam Kennedy's a great guy. I haven't seen anything.
Red Sox Twitter was saying, oh, Juan Soto's done. Juan Soto's done. And, you know, all that came out of the last 2 weeks is you signed a washed-up Chapman. Congrats, guys.
You're killing my team. You're killing my team. All right, you stay tight. We got a two-minute drill coming up. I do want to take a stab at this Monday night game just for you-know-whats and giggles. I mean, this isn't a gambling thing, but, you know, I mean, maybe Dallas just comes off the mat just for once. Can Dallas come off the mat for one game and smack somebody in the mouth and let us know that the Cowboys, somewhere under that shiny blue star, there's some life? Come on now, Jerry Jones. Come on now, McCarthy. We're coming back. Corona and Corona Extra here on road shows coming up. College football, don't go away.
I'm I'm an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
All right, 2 Minute Drill presented by Rocket Mortgage. $10,000 towards your closing costs now with every approved mortgage at Rocket Mortgage. By Geico and Geico.com, Geico Insurance, and by Corona Extra as we get ready for our college football road shows. All right, Cincinnati and Dallas. I'll tell you what, when the schedule came out back in April, we all had this game circled, right? On Monday night, December 9th, we're going, oh, come on now. How big is this game going to be? How bad does this game look, at least on paper, Tyler? Woo.
I mean, their records, it looks bad. I still think it's going to be entertaining, though. I mean, both teams just don't really like to play defense and are, you know, capable of scoring points. Yeah. I don't know how capable the Cowboys' offense is, you know, of scoring points, but against this Bengals' defense, I think they are capable. I actually, I like the Cowboys to cover. They're plus 4.5, 5.5, I think. Right now, it was shown 5.5 before. Now it's 4.5, so... I think that they'll keep it close just simply because I think the Bengals defense is that bad. And I think it's, you know, it should be a shootout when you just, you know, on paper you think about it. But the total is 50.5, which is pretty high. So I'm not so sure. But, like, what do I expect? I expect Joe Burrow to have an unbelievable game, throw for a billion yards, have an unbelievable passer rating. Jamar Chase will score a touchdown, probably have 100-plus. Chase Brown will probably have a touchdown and some good rushing yards. But they'll probably lose. They'll find a way to lose. Or, you know, maybe they'll win by a field goal. But I don't know, man. This is the situation that both these teams are in is just perplexing to me.
Who's your Heisman Trophy winner Saturday night? I tell you right now, after watching Cam Scataboo, how can this guy not be going to New York, at least to stand on that podium or that stage? Come on now.
My winner... It should be Ashton Gentry, but it's going to be Travis Hunter, unfortunately.
I agree. That's the Deion effect.
Deion Sanders is impacting college football in ways that people don't want to admit. He's Deion Sanders. I mean, he really is, and he just draws attention. He's done a great job at Colorado, and he might be getting his mail back in Dallas with Jerry Jones and the Cowboys. Who knows? Tyler, excellent job, brother. Great job. I love you. Great job out of you. Thanks to Zaid Hussein. Thank you to Dominic Jimenez, who says Corbin Burns is going to the Giants. I'll ignore that little hit, that little instant message you sent me. Stay with us throughout the night, Jen and Jeff Rich, the Riches, every other hour with us here on Sports Overnight. Adios.